Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed. With destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Ed Finn is in studio with us with Sarah Slattery. Ed's website is edfinntravels.com.
Hi Trina, how are you?
And Sarah is the travel expert.
Ed Finn travels all over the place.
Yeah. Excuse me, you spoke over me there when I was giving Sarah's website. I'm going to give her a second plug now. The travel expert, Sally. Now, you're raging it.
Look at that. Slapdown. I like an old slapdown every now and then.
Right, we're talking about all things skiing today.
Yeah, the best fun you'll ever have with your clothes on, Trina. Skiing. It's great fun altogether. Snowboarding, skiing, snowshoe hiking. I started skiing when I was 18. I went to a little place called Imst in Austria.
Now, you must have gone to a posh school, did you?
I did, yeah. Prez didn't really work on me though, you know. But no, seriously, the first time I ever saw snow was, I suppose you talk about schools. We went on a school tour to Switzerland in July, right? July. And we did Italy, Switzerland and all. It was a great trip. But we saw a glacier up in, we did Interlaken, Lauterbrunn and Grindelwald, and we saw this glacier. Now, we also met the Pope in a private audience. And I remember at the end of it, Brother Jerome asking us, what was the highlight of the trip, lads? And we were like, oh, the glacier in Switzerland. He was like, what about the Pope, lads?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But we were so in awe of this. It was just phenomenal stuff. So when you're up in the mountains, there's something about skiing that's amazing. I do snowshoe hiking now because I had a bit of an accident a few years ago. I have a 9-inch pin in my right leg, so I've been told to not ski anymore. But the snowshoe hiking is fab. Great exercise.
So that's literally just, they're kind of like...
Yeah, they're cool now. They're carbon-based. Yeah, but they're carbon. They're very cool. You can buy them from 30 quid to 60 quid, whatever.
Isle of Aldi.
Yeah, and now I find...
Probably, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But now, after skiing for how many gazillions of years, I mean, I was all over the place, and Sarah skis as well. I still can get up into the mountains by doing snowshoe hiking, and it's a great option.
Mm-mm.
So there is something. It's like safaris, I think. When you go on safari, you get a bug. With skiing, it's the same kind of thing, that thrill. I mean, I've had dislocated pelvises, I've broken the leg, this one 3 times, you know, but it's just great fun. Like, if you're careful, you can have a great time.
Do you need to have a decent level of fitness there actually to go skiing?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, I'd say maybe if you're going down, depending if you're a beginner now, you're probably not going to be going down too many major slopes, but I suppose your quads, like the front of your legs, are all right. Maybe they start to ache if you're not used to it.
Yeah.
Just a different position. But to be honest, like, you wake up the first morning and you'll have, you know, sore legs.
And
but
the altitude as well.
It's like if you go to the gym and then you go back the next day and it's fine.
Yeah.
So, no, I wouldn't say you need to be specifically.
Yeah, a lot of people go to Kiltearnan, to the ski slope here, and there's a lot of, you know, they do.
That's brilliant for first timers.
Yeah, and they kind of practice there and they, you know, they kind of get, which you can do as well. But I mean, the classes, the ski schools, you know, you see the little kids flying past you with no, they don't even have poles.
I know on YouTube there's some 2-year-olds and they're champion
skiers. They're born. They come out like some of the Swiss and Austrians. I think they're born with skis on. It's natural to them. You know, Italy as well. In America now, you know, Denver, Colorado. I mean, there's so many options. You can see so many beautiful places. But up in the mountains, it's majestic. They've kind of been pricey, Sarah, though, the ski holidays, haven't they?
I mean, we struggled
to find any kind of deals. Italy is a great place to go. Madonna di Campiglio. It's nothing to do with the singer. It's just a gorgeous little high village in Italy and beautiful place. I was looking there for a week, about 449 quid. That's without your flights, including all the packages. That was with snowtreks.ie. Again, here you've got Top Flight, Crystal Ski, Direct Ski. You've got all the different companies.
Yeah.
Ingham's, I don't know, are they still there? They were UK based.
No,
I think they were bought over by someone else.
Top Flight and Crystal would be the two main ones. And I think if it's your first time again, I know I kind of going on like similar to last week about cruising, but it's good to talk to a specialist because there's an awful lot to consider, particularly if it's your first time. Like even just simple things like the transfer times from the airport. Like some of them can be 3-4 hours. You're going with kids, you're going to want shorter times. Plus, depending on the time of year you're going, you're going to want to pick a ski resort that's quite high if you want to be guaranteed snow. And a lot of the tour operators like Crystal and Top Flight, they've bought in accommodation in advance, so they have packages. So if you're searching online and you can't find hotels, you can't find, that's probably because they've given out their allocation to a lot of these operators.
Mm.
So if you're going for a week, I'd say it's probably best to book with one of them, unless you want to try 3 or 4 days and just try and do it on your own. But if you're doing a week ski, I would say, like, I know Top Flight have half price ski equipment in Livigno at the moment. I know Crystal have buy one lift pass, get one free, you know, so they do have deals, but it's not really a cheap holiday, you know, but they do have some offers from time to time.
Sunway are the agents in Ireland as well for Club Med. Of course, you know, Club Med, famous for winter and sun holidays. But Val d'Isère and Tine, Val d'Isère, OMG. It was one of the best weeks I've ever had. Like, it's a beautiful place. All the food, I mean, is it's French. I mean, again, France has amazing skiing, but it's a beautiful place. The fun, the music afterwards, the après-ski is part of everything. But the skiing, it was just one of these wondrous weeks. I mean, you know, the sun is shining, whizzing along. Like, it wasn't too crowded. The snow wasn't that great. We were worried, you know, because some years the snow isn't good and they have snow guarantees and all this. But as soon as we went up and up and up and up, and then you get to the Val d'Isère, it was just incredible. That was a great one. Club Med, they do great all-inclusive. So everything is included, you know, even drinks, entertainment. That can be a really good way of doing it, because sometimes you think, if I do all the things myself, but you've ski passes, ski hire, you know, there's a lot of stuff. You have to hire all your boots, equipment. And that's the other thing I would say as well, from experience, make sure you have good boots. In fact, if you're going to become a skier and you want to ski, buy your own boots and bring them with you, so you know every year they're going to be perfect for your feet, because trying different boots all the time, that can hurt your feet a lot and can cause accidents. So top tip would be, make sure you have good boots, and that's very important.
Yeah, yeah. Would the insurance for a ski holiday cost as much as the holiday?
No. It's usually about double the normal. So I think if it's standard an policy is like... Yeah. €17, it's €34 or something.
I do the annual policy, multi-trip.
And that covers it.
And you just add on the premium, you add on the adventure, whatever. You know, that's great. And then you're no worries, you know, if you pay once a year.
So it covers.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's another thing to consider for people who are afraid they mightn't like. Actually, I think Kiltearnan is the perfect place to start. Not only just to see whether you think you like skiing, but also if you do 3 or 4 lessons up there, when you arrive, you're not treated like a complete beginner, that you're only putting on and off your boots, you know.
And you're wasting the first day or so. Yeah,
you basically gain so much more time. Mm. You're nearly, there's like beginners 1, 2, 3, 4 lessons, and you might be in beginners 2 or beginners 3 because you've done 4 lessons in Kiltearnan. So it's really good. But also you kind of get an idea, am I going to actually enjoy skiing or not? But a lot of the resorts now have loads of other activities. Like Ed was talking about snowshoe hiking, like there's tobogganing and there's...
That's great.
You know,
snow sledding.
Yeah, there's loads of different... there's ice rink, ice skating. And then, of course, a lot of the hotels have fabulous spas and swimming pools and things like that.
I mean, I remember going a good few years, I went to Zermatt, which is, you know, the Matterhorn, and you go up on trains. There's no cars there. Like, there's no, it's all electric cars. Now, this was way back, and you could ski from Zermatt into Cervinia, which was Italy. And then the last lift went back at 4 o'clock. I remember one year, of course, we were having a lovely lunch, a couple of little glasses of wine, and we missed the lift back up. Oh. So we were stuck in Cervinia in the boots and the skis, looking for somewhere to sleep that night. But you know, that was great fun. But again, you know, when you go to places like Zermatt, you can actually ski into Italy for a day. And, you know, there's loads of different things. The mountain restaurants, these little restaurants up the mountain.
That's the best.
They
lunch
make
those
the most incredible food. Like, I remember having all the... Cafe Adler was one of them. And the guy the kitchen was the size of a shoebox. And literally, what came out of that kitchen? And then you'd miss the lift down and you have to walk the whole way down. You'd be
imagine
exhausted.
Imagine how they get their food deliveries.
Yeah,
like Tesco, click and collect.
Up on the gondola. And then they skied and they sled down. All the staff get the sleds down. Yeah. But again, you know.
Mountains are the best for lunch. And all those arty soups and goulash and gross.
And for Christmas as well. I mean, you know, if you really can do it, you know. It's super for the atmosphere. Like, you're in Zermatt, you have the snow, you have horse-drawn carriages with the bells going, you know. It's just, it's a gorgeous way to spend
really
it. It's real, real Christmas.
Yeah. Postcard kind of stuff or
totally.
Christmas card
totally.
Stuff.
Yeah. And fabulous as well from kids' point of view. I know you have a ski phrase, or I don't know, that you use, but like one of the big ones is less screen time, more ski time. So, you know, and because it's just a kind of a really nice kind of family holiday that you're out all the time. For me personally, it's one of the only places I can switch off. If I'm lying at the pool, I'm still picking up my phone, still checking, you know, social media, whatever.
Yeah,
when you're
skiing
down the mountain,
detox.
You're not looking at your phone.
Digital detox,
you know,
you do
switch off. You really do kind of love the whole outdoors, the whole fresh air. I mean, I'd highly recommend it to anyone. Definitely think everybody should try it. And if you're anyway nervous, maybe pick a resort that have, you know, other activities there as well and try Kiltearnan.
I mentioned Interlaken, Lauterbrunnen, but Grindelwald is beautiful. very easy to get to. We have flights to Geneva, we have flights to Zurich, you know, there's loads, Aer Lingus, Swiss, okay. We've loads and loads. But those places are magical. In Interlaken, they have the winter ski palace there, so you can do the skating, the ice skating. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I'm a bit tongue twister. Ice skating is massive there. Kids go crazy for it. They make a wonderland there. It's called Interlaken on Ice. And that is phenomenal stuff. Again, you don't have to ski. It's the alpine excitement. But Interlaken is fabulous for that.
And the après ski, of course.
Oh, yeah. The old après ski. Peach and apps.
When you come down off the mountain, there's usually bands playing. You stay there for a few hours. And you might go home, get changed, come back out.
Massive.
Or half the time you just stay in your ski gear all day. Like, yeah. You don't have to, you don't need fancy clothes or anything. You know, everyone's in their ski gear half the time.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it. Skiing. Sarah Slattery and Ed Finn in studio. And we will see you next week.
All the best.
Thanks, Serena.
Time for a bit of off-piste now.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed. With destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.